We're glad you've joined us today on the Christian Ministries Church podcast. We believe you'll hear a message that will minister to you and encourage you in your walk with Christ. Let's listen now to the message.
What a great year Christian Ministries Church is facing. Learning to live by faith. Turn to Matthew chapter 17 and let me promise you that you're going to get tired of hearing this verse before this year's up. But we got to get this. Yeah, I've heard this a gene times. No, we got to move this from our head into a condition in our life where this is more than a mental assent to information, but where it is ingrained in our lifestyle. Matthew chapter 17, verse 14. At the foot of the mountain, a large crowd was waiting for them. And a man came and knelt before Jesus and said, "Lord, have mercy on my son. He has seizures and suffers terribly. He often falls into the fire, into the water. So I brought him to your disciples. They couldn't heal him." Jesus said, "You faithless and corrupt people, how long must I be with you? How long must I put up with you? Bring the boy here to me." Then Jesus rebuked the demon in the boy, and it left him. From that moment, the boy was well. Verse 19, afterward, the disciples asked Jesus privately, "Why couldn't we cast out that demon?" We got a problem. We got a problem here. And this man came to Jesus' disciples. Hold your hand up, that's me and you. Came to the disciples, the followers of Jesus. "Hey, I got to have some help here. At your job, at what you do, where you are, in the grocery store, I don't know where they were. I got to have some help. You can help me." They couldn't handle the problem. Oh, we have a problem. Somebody comes to the disciple for help, but the disciple couldn't handle the problem. Well, why? Why could they not handle the problem? That's the why of this year's theme. That right there is the why for what we are focusing on this year. Verse 19, the disciples asked Jesus, "Why couldn't we handle this problem?" And I want you to see this. Jesus didn't say, "Well, because you're not me." Well, you're not Jesus. That's the reason you couldn't handle it. "Well, I'm not God." He didn't say, "Because you're not God, you dumb head." He didn't say. What did he say? "Only God can do this, and you're a long way from there." So, no, why couldn't we handle this problem? All right, you got to get verse 20. Everybody's got to get this. The reason you couldn't handle this problem that was brought to you in life is because you don't have enough faith. All right, church, as a disciple, as a follower of Jesus, we have authority, we have power to handle life's problems. You have authority, you have power, he didn't say you can't handle that because you're not Jesus, and you won't ever be able to handle that because you ain't never going to be Jesus. So forget it. No. Why couldn't we handle it? You got the power to handle problems. You got the authority. You are in a position to handle it. Well, then why can't we? Why can't we handle the problems of life? Why can't I handle worry? I'm stressed out and I can't handle it. I'm at my wit's end and I don't know why can't I handle this crisis and that crisis and a problem with the kids and a problem with the school and a problem with the work and a problem with my finances? Why can't you handle the problems of life? Well, it's a lack. It's a faith issue. Whoa, 2023, devil, you might want to watch out. You just might want to watch out here in Southwest Missouri. Because as Christian Ministries Church members begin to walk in the faith that we've been given, that's going to loose the power of God in our daily life to handle whatever problem comes our way. Romans, Galatians, Habakkuk, Hebrews all tell us the just, that's you and I, shall live by faith. Now, here's what I want our church to know. The theme this year is not a religious topic. It's not a doctrinal topic. And I'm not against doctrinal topics. We need to know doctrine. So I'm not against that. That's just not what we're going to be talking about this year. What we're going to be talking about this year is a lifestyle. It is a lifestyle. It's not a doctrinal topic. Well, we believe, well, those people at that church believe, I know what they believe. It's not about that. It's the way you live your life. That's what we're going to be talking about this year, the way you live your daily life. Now, all year long, we're going to be talking about this lifestyle of how we live daily. On Wednesday nights, we're into this characters of the Bible study. And we're looking at how life worked for them. And who were those people? They were people who were far from perfect. Far, far, far from perfect. They were just run-of-the-mill, average, imperfect people trying to figure it out, just like you and I are trying to figure it out. And we're going to look at these characters' life and how in their everyday life, they lived in an element of faith that took them somewhere. And that's what we're going to be learning on Wednesday night as we have our theme, Living by Faith. Everybody knows the scripture, Romans 10:17. Everybody's heard this. Faith comes by what? Hearing. And hearing what? The Word of God. Not having heard, faith comes by hearing the Word of God. There are places across the United States that Terry and I have been. Done it, seen it. We went to see the Hoover Dam. You're not going to believe this. Looks just like all the pictures in my grade school books. But we saw it. I was right there. Looks just like all the pictures of it. But we saw it. I took a picture of it. And my picture standing there looks like all the pictures you've seen of it. But we were there. We went to Grand Canyon. It was more than I can describe to you. It was unbelievable. We saw it. It's a big hole in the ground. It's unreal. Been out the East Coast. Saw that. We've been to the West Coast. Rented a car. Drove up Highway 1, the cliffs, that ocean on that side of the United States. We saw it. We've been to South Texas, went south, Big Bend country down in there. Rugged, boy, rugged. We've been up to Canada to the Calgary Rodeo Stampede, probably one of the most famous rodeos in the whole world. I done it. Seen that. It was fun. Had a great time seeing all of that. But I'm telling you, I'm good. I've seen it. Whoa, you want to go to Hoover Dam? I've seen it. It was great. If you hadn't seen it, drive out there. It looks just like the pictures of it. You ought to go see it. But I've seen that. See, I don't need to do that again. I've read that. But Tim, hey, you want to go see this movie? Listen, thanks for inviting me, but I've seen it. I've already seen that movie. There is no need inside me to see that movie again. I've already seen that movie. Now, here's what you got to see here. And I'm dragging this out on purpose. You made that point. Okay, move on. Okay, well, I'm doing this for a reason. Here's what you got to see. That is not the Word of God. Now, somehow we're going to have to understand this. The Word of God is living. It is alive. And there's not another book in the world. There's not another manuscript. There's not another movie that's ever been written that is alive. The Hoover Dam is not alive. I've seen it. I don't need to say it again. I read books. They were great. I read them three times. They were good. But after the second time, I probably didn't need to read it the third time. I've read it. I got it. It's not alive. How many times have you read Psalms 23? When you were little. How many, 90% of you got it memorized. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He renews my strength. He guides me along the right path for his name's sake. Oh, even though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table right in the presence of my enemies. My cup overflows with blessings. Oh, goodness and mercy will follow me. Oh. Yeah, I've seen that. I've read that. But that's alive. That's alive. I've read that a gazillion times. But it's alive. See, the Word of God is different because it's alive. And faith comes by seeing the Hoover Dam. Faith comes by seeing the Grand Canyon. It's not alive. It's a wow. It's a wow. But faith comes by hearing the Word of God because it's alive. And I've read Psalms 23 one gazillion times in my life. I can quote it backwards, but it never gets to the point where it does not build faith in my heart. And after I just quoted that, I'm looking for a wall to run through. I'm looking for somebody to whip. I mean, I'm empowered now. I'm ready to roll right here. The Word of God affects me. My thoughts, my words, my actions, my attitudes. I've just had surgery and I'm a little sensitive right now. So all the anesthesia is not completely out. I'm usually not this cry. This right here is what will be happening in the members of Christian Ministries Church this year. This is what's going to happen. See, as we go along this year, your attitude is going to change. See, no longer, you're going to be jerked up a lot less than you used to be jerked up. You're going to be wrung out a lot less than you used to be wrung out. You're going to be red-faced less often than you used to be red-faced. Now, and you're going to start noticing because you're going to say this to yourself. Wow, this interaction or this encounter or this event or this crisis or whatever just happened. And you're going to say to yourself, wow, if that would have happened to me a year ago, I would have. If he would have said that to me 5 years ago, wow. And I just went through that and I never clenched my fist not one time. Wow. See, you're going to start over time recognizing I'm not the same person I used to be. I don't handle events of the day like I used to handle them. My response, my reaction, my handling. All of a sudden, my reaction to my wife is different. All of a sudden, my reaction, are you hearing this? See, people jack me up during the day, and I'm getting mad, and this didn't happen like they promised it was going to happen, and I'm a builder, and I'm in the construction, and I want things rolling, and when they don't, by God, somebody's going to pay. Okay, well, hold on. Wait a minute, I don't think like that anymore. All of a sudden, wait, that would have so depressed me a year ago. Now, it's going to be a slow change. It's a whole lot like, and I don't know if anybody even does this anymore, but when I was growing up, about every family, there was some closet door in the house that you backed up to, and your mama put a line on it and a date, and then a line on it and a date, and I don't know why we did that. It ruined that door, but at any rate, we had, and so you never saw yourself growing up. Whoa, man, last night I grew a foot. That never happened to me, but time would go on and I'd back up. She'd put her hand in, I'd go, my goodness, look at that line. So, see, that's what happens in our walk with the Lord. I'm just depressed a lot less than I used to be, I'm mad a lot less than I used to be. So, over time, your life This year is not just a year of attending church like you've attended church most of your life. Most of us in here are country people, and you grew up going to church. If you didn't, your grandmother beat you. I mean, so we just, you grew up in church. Now you slept and you passed notes and whatnot, but you were in church. This year's going to be a different, because this year we're going to hear the word. The word we hear is going to bring faith. As faith comes, a power to handle life is going to come. And then we're going to begin to see, I'm handling life different than I used to handle life. Hebrews 11 tells us that faith is substance, it's evidence, it's confidence, it's assurance. And when worry comes, we're going to start, okay, hold on. What did God's word say about what I'm worrying about right now? And see, that becomes my what God said becomes my confidence, my evidence, my assurance while I'm waiting on this situation to change. When stress comes, okay, wait, what does God's word say about this? And then that's what I live on, not the emotion of what just happened. When your boss comes in and jacks you around and overlooks you and mistreats you, blah, blah, okay, well, okay, what does God's word say about my future, about my finances, about his plan for me? That supersedes this jerk I work for. See, so I'm looking at what God's word says about my finances, my future, what's going to happen to me financially in life. And that becomes my substance while I'm waiting on my situation to change and get in the flow of where God is going to take me with or without this jerk. Here's where I'm going in my life. And that's my confidence. He's not going to give me a raise. He told me he's going to give me a raise. My life is not dependent on this guy. God's going to do in me what he started in me, and he's going to take me where he's going to take me if a dog has to come up to my porch and drop money on it in a sack. God's going to get me where he wants to take me, and I live on that in the midst of this bad situation I'm in. That's what living by faith is all of. Even when I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, your rod, your staff, your green pastures, your still water, that's where I live. Y'all do whatever you want to do. Living on faith is substance, evidence, confidence, assurance that changes you. That's why Psalms 107 says, he sent his word and it healed them and it snatched them from the door of destruction. Here's what I'm asking our church this year. I'm asking you to allow that to happen in your life. I'm asking you to allow that to happen. See, you can go to church your entire life and shake the preacher's hand on the way out. You can chunk a little money in the basket, and the word never changed one thing about your life. You've been in this church for 20 years, and you're as mean and angry as you were when you came in here. You've been coming to this church 15 years and you're as obnoxious as you were the day you came in here. You have learned nothing about how to get along with people. Everybody here shies away when you walk in because you're so dang obnoxious. But does the word have an effect? I've been here 15 years and you wouldn't recognize me from who I was 15 years ago. Some of you can say amen for sure. See, you allow the word to change your life. Let's read on Matthew 17, verse 20. You don't have enough faith, Jesus told them. I tell you the truth. If you had faith as small as a mustard seed, you would say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it would move, and nothing would be impossible. Now, you got to think about things like this when you read them in the Word. This is interesting because I don't just pass over this. I've got to ask myself, out of everything in the whole wide world, why a mustard seed? Out of everything in the whole wide world that he could have used, why did Jesus use a mustard seed? Well, since Jesus used a mustard seed for the example, he didn't just randomly pull that out of a hat. That means something. And there's a gazillion things that he could have compared faith to, except he compared it to a mustard seed. Well, then I'm going to have to, just stop. And I'm going to figure out a lot more than I know about a mustard seed, because I've never planted a mustard seed. Well, I'm going to grow me some mustard. I've never done that. Now, I've grown some tomatoes and some corn, some squash, but, let's grow some mustard. I don't know nothing about a mustard seed. I don't know anything about that. I don't even know where you get it. I don't know. So I'm going to have to figure this out. Okay, well, let's break it down. A seed is predestined. Every seed is predetermined what it's going to produce. Every seed is predetermined what it's going to produce. A seed of corn, you're not going to believe this, produces corn. Look what grew. Oh, my gosh. I really was kind of thinking maybe tomato, maybe some spinach. I planted a corn seed, and son of a gun, corn just... See, seed is predestined. Jesus is teaching why they couldn't walk in the power of God to solve life problems. Okay, why couldn't we? I need to know why I can't. Well, you don't have faith that's like a mustard seed. Okay, what is it about this? Seed is predestined. Okay, the Word of God comes. Faith comes by hearing the Word of God. The Word is like a seed, so the Word isn't predestined. Are you following this? The Word is, if the Word is like mustard seed, faith comes by hearing the Word, okay, the Word is like a seed, okay, there's no surprises. See, the Word is predetermined to produce peace in your life. It's predetermined to produce joy in your, see, the Word is predetermined to cause certain things to happen in our life. Now, out of all the seeds, why the mustard seed? Okay, why did he pick this? Okay, the illustration of the mustard seed was used by Jesus. Then we need to figure this out. Their faith failed because they didn't have faith like mustard seed. Okay? All seeds cross-pollinate. Today, most everything. If you saw an orange that was an orange, that was an original orange, a little wrinkled, shriveled up thing, you wouldn't even recognize it as an orange. The orange that we eat is a result of cross-pollinating and cross-pollinating to produce whatever that is, cotton, soybean, whatever it is that we're growing, that's what you do. Well, our main industry in Central Arkansas is pine trees. And man, those things have been crossed. And it used to take 100 years to grow a pine tree. Now in 10 years, we can grow one 30 feet tall. And that has just been cross-pollinated and cross-pollinated to produce a bigger, quicker, better, more, whatever. The University of Hebrew in Israel did a study many, many years ago. Didn't know if they could believe that. And the Oklahoma State University did that same study a number of years ago on the mustard seed that Jesus was talking about. And here's what the research found out about that mustard seed that he found. It is one of the only, what they called, pure seeds. It will not cross-pollinate with anything. It doesn't cross-pollinate. That mustard seed does not, it's one of the only seeds in the world that won't. Okay, what are we talking about here? The question is, why can't we solve and handle life's problems? The disciples' faith did not work. Why did it not work? Well, they were mixing it with the worries of the world, the deceitful of riches, the desire for other things. See, you're okay. The reason your faith won't, well, he didn't say because you ain't got none. See, you don't have enough. Your faith, it's not producing for you. Why? But you got to have faith like a mustard seed. Not an apple seed, not an orange, not a grape, not a pine tree, not a tomato seed, a mustard seed. Why? Number one, it's predestined to produce in your life peace, joy, patience. Number two, you cannot mix it. You can't have a little faith and a little world. You can't go to church on Sunday and praise and worship and go out here on Monday and drink and cuss and carry on. And then we come back and and you got a foot in this world and you got a foot in that world and you hang out with these friends and you tell these jokes and you got a foot in this world and with these friends, oh brother, God bless you. How are you, brother? I'm blessed. But then you don't use blessed and brother over here with these guys. Yeah, but I won't say the words you use over there. So say, why can't the word in you, why can't faith handle life's problems for you? Is because it's not like mustard seed. You're crossing it up. It don't cross. It won't grow. It won't thrive. It won't produce. You're crossing it up with the word. Go to Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4. Everybody turn there. Scripture, you've read a gillion times. Mark chapter 4, verse 3. Let me tell you something here. The farmer went out, planted some seed, scattered across the field. Some seed fell on footpath. Birds came, ate it. Other seed fell on shallow soil, underlying rocks. Seed sprouted quickly. Soil was shallow. The plant soon wilted under the hot sun. Other seed fell on thorns that grew up, choked out tender plants. Other seed fell on fertile soil. Whoa, it really grew here 100 times. We don't have a clue what that means. Okay. Come over here and let's go over this again, since you just missed everything I just said. Verse 13. By the way, if you can't understand this, you don't get nothing. Ooh. We better pay attention. This is important. If you don't get this, you don't get nothing. The farmer planted seeds. What are seeds? That's God's word. The seed is God's word. You can't mix it now. The seed is God's word. The seed that fell on the footpath represents those who hear the message only to have Satan come at once to take it. Y'all are holding me up. I got to go faster. It's immediately stolen. You came in here. You saw your friend. You sat over here. Y'all visiting, texting back and forth. While this fantastic speaker we have up here is doing a phenomenal job, you ain't heard nothing because you're texting your friend and where we're going to go. So immediately. I mean, it was, oh man, great sermon I just delivered. You didn't get none of it. Immediately stolen. Okay, the seed fell on the footpath, immediately taken away. Verse 16. The seed on the rocky soil represents Oh, son, that was good sermon today. Oh, amen. Woo, did you hear amen? That was good. Come on, you're shallow, man. No roots. Soon as they had props, they received it with joy, had no roots. They don't last long. They're mad, falling apart, unraveling by Tuesday at 3 o'clock. Verse 18. Now some that fell among the thorns, others who heard God's word. Whew, son, that was good today. Man, I love our church. Oh, pastor, I love our church. But then they got out here and, man, look at that boat. Wow, look at that new truck. Wow, look at that. Wow. Well, I'm going to work extra overtime next weekend. I'm not coming to church because I can make more money. If I could just put in some, and if then the desire for other things and all of it. Boy, you loved it. That's the greatest church in the world. You told all your friends what a wonderful church. And this was the best sermon. You listened on podcast here another couple of times. It's just great. Desire for other things. This desire for lure of wealth, desire for other things, and no fruit is produced in your life. Now, that's for all of those people that go to other churches. Verse 20, we finally get around to the members of Christian Ministries Church. For those who are members here, okay, we pick up in verse 20 because he's talking about you. Here's the seed that fell on the good soil. I'm good soul. And they heard it. They accepted God's word. And it produced a harvest in their life. I'm not the husband that I used to be. I'm not the employee I used to. My finances don't look like they used to look. My income doesn't look like it used to look. My level of peace don't look like it used to look. The state of depression that I walk in don't look like it used to look. See, I've got, it's 30, some got 60, some 100. It's produced, what I heard last week, and it's produced all this week in my life. I heard the last 3 months in church, that word has gone inside me, and I've gone to a whole new level of happiness. I've gone to a whole new level of joy. I'm not near the jerk of the husband I used to be. So my life is gone to a whole new level because the word is producing in my life. But when the word is stolen from us, what happens? We lose faith. How does faith come? It comes by the hearing of the word. When the word is stolen, then our faith drains out and it has no root to produce in our life. Faith is like seed. It's predestined in your life to produce joy and peace and power. Faith's not just like any seed. It's like the mustard seed. It's not going to cross pollinate, it ain't going to mix. So you're going to have to get your life out of mixing what we're doing in here on Sunday morning with what you're doing out there on Friday night. We're going to have to line all of this up. A little of the word, a little of the world, and you will wonder why this God stuff doesn't work for me. Pastor, I've been in church now 5 years, and it ain't working for me. Not the word you preach sounds good when you're preaching, but it just don't work. Pastor, this church didn't help. It's not working in my life. And I just want to let you know I'm probably not going to be back. It's a waste of time because it's not working in my life. Okay, why is it not working? This what we're talking about here today don't cross-pollinate. It just doesn't. It just doesn't. If I had a pure glass of water and I put 1 tablespoon of strychnine in it, would you want to drink it? Just a little bit of the spirit of the world will, are you getting this? Just a drop or two of the spirit of the world will kill your life. 2023 is a huge year for us in this church. It's a huge year. It's 2023 is going to be a life-changing year for the members of Christian Ministries Church, because Christian Ministries Church members are going to move from having heard about faith to hearing the word and it producing, because we're this year going to be talking about faith just exactly like mustard seed. It's predestined to produce a great harvest in your life if you just won't mix it. Y'all stand.
Thank you for being part of our podcast today. You'll find more online messages from Christian Ministries Church, as well as location information on our website at cmchurch.net. There's a place for you at Christian Ministries Church, where it's more than a church, it's family.